Well, brethren, it is time for our song service, and we're going to simply introduce Brother Tim Thomason for this, and he will take and MC the song service from here. Thank you, Brother Tim.
You have a roll in the mic if you wish.
Okay, thank you. Brethren, let's sing first and last verse of hymn number 257, Savior Lead Us. Several of you knew my mother, Sister Agnes Thomason Sprates, and last year she died at age 96 in September, and the previous February, I remember, it was Super Bowl Sunday, and that just stuck in my mind, and I would call her from time to time. She was here in California. And so I called to talk to her. In the last several years of her life, her short-term memory had pretty much gone. So it was hard to communicate with her on the phone. But this one Sunday afternoon when I was talking to her, and it was difficult to make myself clear, Hunter, our 12-year-old, then 11, was practicing the piano. And he was playing this hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And so I took the phone over and set it on the piano. And I said, Mom, listen to what Hunter is playing. Do you recognize this hymn? So Hunter asked me to sing along while he played it. So I did. And pretty soon, on the other end of the phone, my mom was singing, Shepherd, like a Savior, lead us. She couldn't carry on a conversation, but she could sing a familiar hymn. So it made me think of train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So singing is a way of worship and offering praise to the Lord. My mother loved to sing. She played the piano and often would sit down and sing the old gospel hymns and the hymns of dawn. So we just have a few minutes, and basically I'm going to ask you to choose a hymn, and we'll sing two verses. If you have a choice of which verses, let us know. If not, we'll sing the first and last verse. And Brother Demaray has a microphone. If you'd like to comment as to why you select the hymn, that's welcome, but it's not required. So who has a hymn for us to sing? Sister Els. 114. Any comments? Okay, any particular verses?
No.
Okay, so the first and last of hymn number 114, I Love Thy Will.
We were doing a young people's presentation for the brethren. It was at the end of the convention, and we had been working on some hymns to sing for the brethren. And while we were singing this song, 321, the lights went out, and it's pitch black in the hall. It's at night. The kids never stopped singing, and they sang the whole hymn, and when they stopped, the lights came back on. And I just sat there with my mouth open going, oh my God, these kids are marvelous. So this has always been one of my favorite hymns. So maybe first and last.
Okay, 321, What a Friend.
Lord, Number 7, that is my sister-in-law, Sister Lori Flynn's favorite hymn, and it's got such a beautiful meaning. I love it, too. And she's been laid up after surgery, and so we're thinking of her, and she sends her love to everybody here, too.
Okay, thank you. Number 7, A Little While, 1st and 3rd. Probably one more. Sister Demaree. 3, 3, 2, 4.
Brother Tim, you have a way of stirring up our minds pleasantly with your musical abilities and your pleasant, engaging interplay. We're going to open now with Brother Wessel's choice of hymn number 93. Hymn 93. And Tim, if you could lead us in that, that would be fine. And then we'll ask you to open with prayer as well. Hymn 93.
How many verses?
We should be able to, three verses.
Okay. First three verses.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father in heaven, we come to thee humbly at this time with joy in our heart, with songs on our lips, praising thee. And now at this time, we ask thy blessing upon Brother Dan. Anoint his lips and mind and help us to receive a blessing from thy word. We pray not only for ourselves, but we pray for thy people the world over. Guide and direct them. Enable them to do thy will. Grant them thy peace and strength and the wisdom that comes from above. Now we leave ourselves in thy care and keeping. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Tim. You know, if I see song service on the program, I just think of Brother Tim. That just seems like the right fit. Well, we're pleased to have Brother Dan Wessel with us and Sister Tammy. And we have an engaging lesson coming up this evening. It's two words which resounded at the time of the Reformation and are meaningful to us today. Justification and faith. Brother Dan Wessel.
Thank you.